亚伯拉罕跟自己这种移民的心得。
And today I'd like to use this verse to talk about Abraham's migratory lifestyle.
亚伯拉罕是一个新的移民。
And Abraham was an immigrant.
就好像我们在座的很多弟兄姐妹都是新移民一样。
Just like how many brothers and sisters here have immigrated from other places.
那这边提到说人离开本处漂流啊，好像是雀鸟离窝游飞一样。
Here in this verse it says there's a man who strays from his home is like a bird who strays from his nest.
小弟以前住过东部。
And I've lived in the East Coast before.
如果你抬头看，有时会看到一群燕子从加拿大飞到这个南边去。
And if we look in the sky, sometimes, in the right season, we'll see some swallows flying from Canada.
那你抬头一看，就不晓得这些燕子啊，它们前面会遇到什么样的情形。
And they're flying to a destination where we do not know.
不晓得会不会遇到危险的事情，或是不好的天气。
We do not know if they'll come across danger or bad weather.
不晓得他们怎么样来面对这些未知的事情。
We do not know how they will confront these trials.
那我们本身呢，也都是离开我们自己的故乡。
And ourselves, we also leave our homes eventually.
不晓得诸位来美国有没有一种过着一种漂泊的人生的感觉。
I do not know if the people here have come to America and we live a life that has been moving from place to place.
很奇妙的，圣经把亚伯拉罕那种迦南地之旅啊，也把它形容是一种漂泊之旅啊。
And very strange that the Bible describes Abraham's journey in Canaan like someone who has been moving from place to place.
A wanderer.
Or a wanderer.
我们来看创世纪的二十章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 20.
创世纪的二十章。
Genesis chapter 20.
十三节。
Verse 13.
二十章十三节。
Chapter 20, verse 13.
二十章十三节。
Chapter 20, verse 13.
当神叫我离开父家，漂流在外的时候，他对我说，这个亚伯拉罕在回忆啊，他在迦南地的年日。
And here Abraham reflects about the time he spent in the land of Canaan.
他说是神叫他离开户家，漂流在外。
It was God who asked him to wander from his father's household.
所以看起来亚伯拉罕也有一种漂流的心情。
So we see that Abraham was a wanderer.
所以小弟刚刚提到说，也来谈一谈自己来美国这二十年一种漂流的心境，那比照亚伯拉罕来做一点。做点心得的一种报告啊，跟信仰上的分享。
And I like to use Abraham's wandering lifestyle and also my own for some insights that I have received.
我们首先来看亚伯拉罕的一个经文，我们看创世纪的十二章第一节。
Let's look at a verse regarding Abraham in Genesis chapter 12.
这是漂泊的开始。
This is the beginning of his wandering lifestyle.
十二章的第一节。
Chapter 12, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1.
神对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所指示你的地方去。漂泊的开始就是离开自己的本地本族父家。
The beginnings of a wanderer is to first leave our homeland and our household.
我不晓得当时亚伯兰是什么样的心情啊。
I do not know what attitude Abraham carried at the time.
不晓得你刚开始要离开你的故乡，心情又是什么样子。
And I do not know how we would feel if we had to leave our home.
我还记得我当年大概二十五岁。
I remember that year when I was 25 years old.
小弟1985年1月1号来美国。
And in 1985,
January
1st, I came to the United States.
这个之前呢，我就很想来美国了。
And before, I always wanted to come to the United States.
小弟在台湾是念那个五年制的专科学校，就是 junior college.
And in Taiwan, I studied at a junior college.
那时候最喜欢，我记得跟同学最喜欢唱的一首民歌。
And I remember I liked to sing a popular song at the time. Or a
民歌应该不叫 popular song.
Folk song at the time.
我记得歌词是这样，那是。风吹着我像流云一样。
And the lyrics went as, the wind blows me like a cloud.
孤单的我也只好去流浪。
And I am alone and I have to go and wander.
这个
That sounds better.
带着我带着一只我亲带着我一只亲爱的吉他。亲爱的吉他。
And I only bring with me my favorite guitar.
还有一朵黄色的野菊花。
And a yellow flower.
就是年轻的时候就有一种想要到外面去看看这个世界的心情。
And when I was small, I had the spirit to want to go explore and wander.
25岁以前哦，从来没有坐过飞机啊。
Because before 25, I've never flown on an airplane.
人家跟我说美国很好。
And people have said the United States is such a wondrous place.
这个世界很大。
And the world is so big.
到底有多好？到底有多大
？And how big is the world? How wonderful is the world?
所以很想要出去看一看。
And I was very curious to see what was out there.
小弟考过两次托福。
I have taken the TOEFL exam twice.
第一次过了，妈妈就是不让我出国。
First time I passed, but my mother would not allow me to go out, leave the country.
我就是不甘心，时间过了，我还是偷偷的再去考一次。
And I was unsatisfied, I went to go secretly take the TOEFL another time.
我妈妈很爱孩子，她不希望她的孩子离开她的身边呢。
I know my mom loves her children very much. She does not want us to leave her side.
她又常常听说了那个留学回来的都很没有情感。
And she has heard many stories of how those immigrants who have come back and they seem to, they seem to be separated, feel separated from their family.
这是真的哦。
And this is true.
我上次看到那个在台湾办丧事的时候呢，土著哦都哭得很伤心呢，就是台湾人本身都哭得很伤心呢。
And funerals back in Taiwan, I see that the people who were in Taiwan, they would all cry very bitterly.
但是喝过洋墨水的哦，回到家里面哦，大概事情看多了，心也凉了。
But those who left the country, they seem to be a little little less.As compassionate or passionate.
所以他妈妈说呢，留国出国留学的人比较没有情感，你不要出去。
So that's why my mom said that those who leave the country they come back, not as compassionate towards the family.
但是年轻的心哦，就是一直想要了解这个世界。
But as a youth, I always wanted to understand the world.
所以就很坚持。
And I was very steadfast.
那时候不懂得妈妈的眼泪代表什么。
And at the time, I did not understand the value of my mom's tears.
当时真的交通比较没有像现在飞机说来就来。当时的比例一块钱比40块钱台币。
And at that time, the transportation was not as advanced. Where we wanted to fly, we can fly, and the money was not as valuable.
后来就在美国就后来就留学就是坚持成功了。
And then I
我的 insist 就是得到妈妈的同意。
And I insisted on on leaving.
那到美国第一个印象就是哇，因为我是到路易斯安那州去的，就是路易斯安那州在德州隔壁啊，那里的什么东西都很大。
And I first landed when I came to United States. I first landed in Louisiana.And it was right next to Texas, and I found that everything there was large.
车子也很大，大家都开它的。您到德州去大概就知道。
And the cars were extra large. If you've gone to Texas, you would know.
美国人住的房子，以前我们是住那个公寓，都是鸟笼子嘛，哈。美国人住的房子也很大。
The American homes were extra large because back in the houses in Taiwan, they were like a bird's nest in comparison.
刚开始是实在虽然很辛苦，但是很兴奋。
And even though it was difficult in the beginning, but I was also very excited.
我记得刚开始，到人家因为有台湾的那种同学会嘛，哈，就把我们接到家里面去。我们就是一群同学，还记得很清楚，大家通通住在那个朋友的客厅啊，中间就换我们的行李，除了汉界，女生这边，男生这边睡觉。
And when I was there, they had Taiwanese student groups, and they would take a bus and take us to some.Person's home, and we would sleep there.
其实哦，来美国才会知道，其实美国很辛苦呢。
And when I came to the United States, I found out that coming here is It was a little difficult.
首先就会觉得，其实托福虽然考得可以，但是哦，老师在讲什么真的听不懂。
That even though I did decent on my TOEFL, but when the teacher or professor was talking, I still did not understand what they were saying.
因为我小弟念五专了哈，那当时去修那个 junior college， 当时就去修研究所的课。
And went back at the junior college, I
来美国就修研究所的课。
When I came to America, I chose the classes that had to do with research.
那听说念电脑比较有出路啊，所以就从商学院又转到电脑。
And then I learned that there was more future in learning computers, so I changed from research to learning computers.
所以刚开始在讲什么，我根本就是雾煞煞。
And in the beginning, I didn't understand a single word of what they were saying.
你们有没有看过那个鸭子听雷怎么听的？鸭子雷公闪的时候，它听雷怎么听的
？And I don't know if anyone has seen how ducks listen to the thunder.
就是这样子，不晓得在听什么。
They look up and they don't know what they're listening to.
那我记得以前那个八五年的时候在台湾哈，以前做学生嘛，喜欢跟着流行喝咖啡嘛哦。那个台湾的咖啡店很咖啡 shop 非常的典雅，咖啡也泡得很好喝。咖啡店布置的非常的漂亮。
And back then it was very popular to drink coffee in Taiwan. The coffee shops were very beautiful and.
一杯咖啡要120块钱台币，当时是这样子，如果没有记错。
And a cup of coffee only costed $120 Taiwanese dollars.
那在美国，刚刚来是住 dorm， 在 cafeteria 吃东西啊。
And when I came to America, I had to live in a dormitory and eat cafeteria food.
那里面当然我们都知道 cafeteria 是 all you can eat 嘛，你要吃什么随便你啊。
And we know that the cafeteria food was all you can eat.
那我们跟同学开玩笑，来，我们来削弱美国的国力，所以尽量吃啊。开玩笑的话，就是尽量吃就对了。
And we would, me and my student or my friends would just go there and eat.
那因为哦，咖啡台湾咖啡很贵嘛，所以就拼命喝咖啡啊，要把那个交给学校的钱把它捞回来这样子。
And we would drink as much coffee as we can so that we can take back the money that we have paid.
然后呢，我就会知道一个事实，就是呢，因为喝完咖啡晚上就睡不着觉。
But I found out the truth is that.Because I drink so much coffee, I cannot sleep at night.
那白天哦，听不懂，所以白天就打瞌睡。
And because I could not understand during the day, I would tend to fall asleep.
我这辈子从来没有考试哦，被教授发下来，看到那个成绩单，就是那么样被 humiliated 哦，被这样子被划，那个考的成绩真的是不能看的。
And I have never felt so humiliated from seeing my own test score.
晚上睡不着觉，牙龈就开始肿。
And because I cannot sleep at night, my gums start to swell.
那个学生保险没有包括牙医的。
And student medical insurance did not cover anything that has to do with dentistry.
我发觉到说，哇，来美国不好玩呢。
And I found out that it was not as fun as it seemed to come to the United States.
我当时真的很想回家。
And I truly wanted, desired to go home.
真的，那个睡觉到半夜哈，半夜真的一直会看月亮。
And I would stay up until midnight looking at the moon.
我们中国人不是有句话说“三更有梦书当枕”吗？哦，千里怀人夜在风。这三更有梦啊，你就书，这个就是你会怀念远方的人哈，哦，月亮就在山峰上面哈，就是一种很怀念故乡的感觉。
And I truly felt homesick.
那尤其到十二点钟的时候。
Especially during midnight.
真的很想念那个卖烧肉粽的经过我们家的巷子。
I was reminiscing about the cart of meat that I would pass by our home every night.
修肉粽那种声音啊，哦。
And they would cry out, trying to sell their food.
那打电话回家的时候，很想跟爸爸说，我不读了，我要回家。
And every time I called home and spoke to my father, I wanted to tell him I don't want to study anymore. I wanted to go home.
但是说不出口哎。
But I can never say those words.
因为钱已经换了这么多钱，爸爸妈妈已经花了这么多钱让你来读了。
Because my parents have already spent so much money so that I can come here to study.
所以就是那种就是好了，牙紧牙关撑下去的感觉。
So I
就是撑下去了。
I decided to continue.
Sustain, huh?
Sustain and continue.
后来我对故乡啊，后来有机会，后来经过两三年了，我有机会回台湾了。
And after 2 or 3 years, I had the opportunity to return to Taiwan.
因为我太想念我，因为在这个国外受苦这种情形，我很想念我小时候生长的地方啊。
Because I kept thinking of my when I was small, and my home gave me a lot of nostalgia.
所以呢，我第一次回台湾的时候呢，因为我小弟的家在台北，我就刻意的呢。回到我长大的故乡去看。
And I returned to my hometown to look to take a look.
我就在想要去追寻呢，我小时候那种温馨的感觉。
And I wanted to return back to my youth, the time when I felt at home.
在我在住在美国，想象以前小时候乡下的情形哦，就是后面有小河，然后住在三合院，前面有个庭院。每天早上起来呢，我的兄弟姐妹们呢，他们都会打扫庭院这样子。
And I kept thinking back to when I was small, how there was a small creek in my backyard, and there are these fields in the front yard where we would do work.
可是回到自己的故乡呢，那个小河已经干了。
But when I returned home, the creek has dried up.
哎，那个前面的庭院，小时候那个小脚本来跑很久才跑完的，怎么现在一回去两三步就走完了，好像没有走几步就不见了。
And back when I was smaller, my legs were shorter, it took me forever to run from one side to another, but now it seems like the fields have gotten so small.
三合院通通倒了。
And,
就是那个房子通通倒了。
And the original homes at the time have all been destroyed.
还记得那里是猪寮，那里是牛寮这样子，养牛的那里是养猪的，还记得。
And there was a pen for cows and a pen for pigs.
我看到这个情形，因为太想故乡了。我看到这个情形，我坐在榕树下，一直在想，什么叫做故乡啊？怎么故乡没有了？
And so much has changed. I sat under a tree and I thought about what is the meaning of home because my home has disappeared.
我知道原来故乡是一种只有在记忆当中可以存取的东西而已。
And I found out home is only something that we can keep in our heads.
原来故乡之所以让你那么怀念，是因为有儿时的玩伴，有当时父母亲的爱，有一个在老师之间的交流，你回去什么都没有了。
And my home was with my loving parents, with my brothers and sisters who played with me.With the teachers have taught me, but today they're all gone.
那就发现了一个事实，原来哦，故乡已经不再是故乡了。
And if we look at the present time, and my home at that time is no longer the home.
那他乡又变成故乡了。他乡啊，这里啊，我在这里住久了，这里就变成我们家了。
And if and the place where I dwelled for a long time, that became my new home.
那时候我就想起那个亚伯兰讲希伯来书在对亚伯兰讲一句话哦。
And I remember Hebrews talked about Abraham.
他说哦，他如果怀念自己的故乡，他有回去的机会吧。
And he said, and in Hebrews it tells us that if Abraham wanted to return to his homeland, he had the opportunity.
但是我们知道亚伯兰也没有再回去。
But we see that Abraham never returned.
其实因为真的到最后发觉到故乡只是一种记忆当中的东西而已。
Because he understood that a home is only a memory.
那小弟就把自己的这种留学的过程呢，有就是移民的过程，在跟亚伯兰的一种过程在做个比较。
And I compared my life as an immigrant to Abraham.
亚伯兰75岁出了自己的故乡啊。
When Abraham was 75 years old, he left his home.
小弟是25岁。
I left my home when I was 25.
那差很多哎。
And it differs a lot.
一般人40岁就不想再动了，不想再搬家了。
Because when a person reaches the age of 40, they no longer want to move.
因为哦，人到40岁哦，孩子大概念高中啊。
Because when someone is 40 years old, their children are in college.
念高中，孩子念高中，你要从头再来，那是很辛苦的事情呢。
And for someone to do this over again is something very difficult.
所以一般人哦，都不太愿意再有所什么一种。中年之后，不想再有什么大的变化。
And that's why those who are around the middle of their life, they do not want major changes in their life.
但是亚伯拉罕是到了75岁，神叫他走，他还是走啊。
But when Abraham was 75 years old, and God told him to leave, and he left.
小弟是移民啊，小弟是到一个比更文明的地方啊。
And I went to a place that was more civilized.
以前的乌尔是比迦南地更文明哎，好像你现在叫你移民到非洲去，你愿不愿意啊？
And at the time, Ur was more civilized than the land of Canaan. It was like today, if someone asked you to go to Africa, would you be willing?
我们是坐飞机过来的。
And I came to the United States on an airplane.
亚伯兰不想做什么。
I do not know how Abraham went to the land of Canaan.
也许带几只驴子吧。
Perhaps he had some camels.
所以我经常讲说，亚伯兰是信心之父，真的是不简单的。
And truly, Abraham is the father of faith. This is something.Very difficult.
现在我们要到一个陌生的地方去哦，你都会查查 internet， 那里的蚊子有没有带疟疾？ 这个有时候总会派我到国外去啊，我都要先查查 internet 那里的蚊子有没有疟疾啊。
And when the GA sends me out of country, I have to go on the internet to see about the mosquito
carry the germ of malaria.
The mosquitoes carry the malaria.
亚伯拉罕不晓得查什么，不晓得到那个迦南地区，不晓得没有疟疾，他不晓得查什么。
And Abraham did not have that luxury of the internet.
神说你去，他就去了。
God told him to go, and he went.
到一个更落后的地方。
To a place that was,
一个更 remote 的地方。
To a very remote place area.
所以比较起来，真的他值得被称为信心之父。
And truly, when I compare myself to him, he is truly the father of faith.
小弟也觉得移民的路哈是一条辛苦的路。
And the road of immigration is a difficult road.
首先呢，我叫小弟就注意到亚伯拉罕搬好几次家。
And Abraham had to move from place to place many times.
我们看一下创世纪的十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
我们来从第五节开始念。
Let's start from verse 5.
十二章的第五节。
Chapter 12, verse 5.
读到第八节。
Verse 5 to verse 8.
亚伯兰将妻子撒来和次儿罗德，连他们在哈南所积蓄的财物、所得的人口，都带往迦南地去。他们到了迦南地，亚伯兰经过那地，到了示剑地方摩利橡树那里。那时迦南住在那地，神向亚伯兰显现说：“我要把这地赐给你的后裔。”亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的神筑了一座坛，从那地又迁到伯特利的东边。的山自搭帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是爱。他在那里又为神筑了一座坛，求告神的名。后来亚伯兰又渐渐移到南地。如果你算算，他搬了几十家
？If we count how many times did Abraham move？
如果继续往下读哈，你会觉得到说亚伯兰从75岁到86岁，大概搬了7次家了。
And from when Abraham was 75 to 86 years old, he moved probably 7 times or 8 times.
不晓得您来美国有没有搬过家哈
？I do not know if the people who have come to the United States if they have moved before.
如果你还没有搬家，可能你真的是很 lucky 哦。
And if you have not moved, you are rather lucky.
那个没有搬家就不像漂泊了啦。
And if you have not moved, it's not a life of a wanderer.
但是小弟哦，可以很肯定的讲说，80%以上哦，你在美国一直住下去哦，你大概每5年会搬一次家。
But 80% of the people who live in the United States, they will in the next 5 years will move.
因为这是统计资料，美国人平均5年搬一次家。
And this is a statistic that people move every 5 years.
大概是我职业的关系吧，我也一天到晚搬家。
And this is
其实也没有啊，我当传道才6年呢，以前也一直搬家。
And I was a pastor for 6 years, and I would move constantly.
啊，这个搬家实在是不简单呢。
And to move is something not easy.
我记得我有一次从这个纽约搬到新泽西。
And I remember I moved from New York to New Jersey.
那时候我研究所毕业了。
And I just graduated from my graduate school.
那我第一次找到一个正式的电脑工作。
And I found a career in computers.
那我做一台优火呢，就是从一个纽约的这个 Ozone Park。搬到 Persephone, New Jersey, 路程大概只有开50迈而已啊。
And I rented a U-Haul and moved my things from New York to New Jersey. It was only 50 miles apart.
大概只过了两条河 ，Hudson River 跟这个 East River， 大概过这两条河而已啊。
I only passed 2 rivers, Hudson and the East River.
但是你知道吗？搬，因为我自己用 UFO 载啊，载到最后一趟的时候呢，我跟我太太讲说呢，先不要卸货。先不要 unload.
And when I moved, I first told my wife that let's not unload first.
我们到房间里面先祷告。
Let's go to the let's go inside first and pray.
因为我当时只有想到一件事情啊，哈。
Because I could only think of one thing.
到底住在这里的隔壁邻居是好人还是坏人，我都不知道啊。
And I have moved into a new area. I do not even know if my neighbors are nice or mean.
我的女儿呢，开始要上幼稚园，这里的幼稚园她遇到什么样的人，我不知道。
And my daughter is going to begin to attend kindergarten, and I do not know how are the schools.
我刚刚一个新的工作，这个工作以后会不会顺利，我不知道。
And I just I'm just beginning a new job. I do not know whether I'll be successful or not.
很多未知都在搬家的前面展啊，展现在我们的眼前呢。
And all these things are before us.
所以哦，就是被逼的哦，一定要先跪下祷告，求主是保守未来的生活，带领未来的生活啊。
And I felt the urge to have to pray to for God to keep my steps in the future.
以前看亚伯兰的故事哦，亚伯兰真有信心，到处筑坛。
And I look at Abraham in the past, and Abraham truly had a lot of faith.Setting up his tents everywhere.
啊，等到我跟他一样漂流的时候，我就想说，哎呀，说不定亚伯兰也跟我一样，都是被逼的啦。
Setting up his altars everywhere, and I think back, and maybe Abraham also felt like I did that. He was forced to go to each place.
你到一个陌生的地方哦，你不靠神，到底有谁可以靠呢？没有人可以靠啊。
And if you go to a strange land, if you cannot depend on God, there is no one else you can depend on.
那另外一次就是印象很深刻，就是我后来，应该是十几年后了啦，哦，从这个 New Jersey 搬到加州。
And another deep impression in my life was when I moved from New Jersey to California.
因为我是跟我太太呢，跟我是两个孩子呢，开着车呢，经过美国大陆啊，从东部开到西部来的。
And I had a car and I drove from the East Coast to the West Coast with my entire family.
也很想知道美国大陆长什么样子啊。
If anyone is wondering what the country,
我自己 I feel like to know how does the land looks like.
And personally, I've always wondered what the land looked like.
哦，我就开，哎，开到这个宾州的边界，哎呀，都是高山哦，弯弯曲曲的 ，Pennsylvania.
And I passed by Pennsylvania, and there were mountains.
哇，那经过美国的中部啦，什么伊利诺啦，这些啊，德州哦，都是大平原呢。
And I passed through Illinois and the great land of America, and it was all plains.
那美国的大平原好像不是牛就是马，啊，就是羊，好像没有什么东西啊。
And in the Midwest, and in the middle of America, if it was not cows, there would be other animals.
那唯一看到就是你看啊，哎，美国那个中部哈，那个城市那个 town 就是很明显哦。经过这里的，哎呀，一大堆建筑物高高的，哦，这个就是 town， 这个就是城了啦。
And when I passed by each town, it was very obvious because.There are buildings in the middle of nowhere.
然后呢，开到新墨西哥州，哎，进入了半沙漠地方。
And when I drove through New Mexico, it seemed like I was driving through a desert.
那经过了这个亚利桑那州啊，完全是沙漠的地方。
And when I was going into Arizona, it was completely a desert.
我就会觉得人生的路好像那条路一样的。
And I find that our lives are like this road.
真的有时候就是弯弯曲曲的。
That there are turns.
啊，有时候就是很平顺。
Sometimes there are turns, and sometimes it was very flat.
啊，有时候你又进到这个沙漠里面去了。
And sometimes we'll enter into a desert.
就是我印象最深刻的就是小弟当到加州的时候啊。暂住一个弟兄的家。
And what gave me the greatest impression is when I arrived in California, I was temporarily living in a brother's home.
因为那个弟兄呢，刚好出去度假，他的家借我们住。
And because the brother was vacationing and he lent his home for us to live in.
我在那里住两天之后呢，马上被差派到这个加拿大去。
And I lived there for only 2 days. I was immediately sent to Canada.
我到加拿大实在心里很放心不下。
And when I was in Canada, I felt unease.
因为哈，我太太不太会讲英文呢。
Because my wife did not really know how to speak English.
那时候我的小孩子小学四年级。
And at that time, my child was only 4 years old.
一个一年级，一个四年级。
My children, one was in fourth grade, one was in first grade.
我不晓得我太太，她连 supermarket 在哪里，她可能都不知道啊。
And I don't even know if my wife knew where the supermarket was.
因为小弟是唯一留学的，大概美国的情况我小弟比较清楚而已啊。
And since I immigrated here before, I knew a little bit more about the places here.
所以人在国外，心在家里啊。
So even though I was out of the country, but my heart was at home.
到的时候啊，就是过了比较不忙的时候，打个电话回家。
And when I was less busy, I called home.
我太太跟我讲说，哦，感谢主，这个教会的弟兄姐妹已经来看过我了，你放心。
And my wife said, "Thank God, because the brothers and sisters at church have already came to visit us."
当我太太讲这句话的时候，真的，我当时哦，在电话那一端，我太太也不知道，我眼泪真的掉下来。
And when I called home, my wife probably doesn't know, but I was shedding tears.
我觉得真的，哎呀，我们是流浪的人，但是到处都有弟兄姐妹。在这个陌生的城市啊，弟兄姐妹会来看人呢，会来关爱啊，这个是觉得那种爱哦，觉得很感谢神呐。
And I truly thank God for the love because We are like wanderers going from place to place, but everywhere we go, there are brothers and sisters who will come and welcome us.
我就想到亚伯拉罕，无论到哪里，好像没有弟兄姐妹可以打电话给他，或者是访问他。
And I look at Abraham and his life, and when he goes to a strange place, there is no one there to greet him.
所以我相信亚伯拉罕他的移民生活哈，可能比我们还要更辛苦啊。
So I see Abraham's migratory life was more, was harder than my own.
我们会想到我到一个陌生的城市哈，有时候会有一种。除了那种在移民当中觉得很辛苦，需要靠神，要搬家很辛苦，需要靠神之外，你会现在对未知，或是对不同的人啊、种族啊，有时候会有一种啊过分担心的心理。
And when we go to a strange town, not only, of course we have to rely on God, but we also, feel like, there's strangers everywhere.
我们来看一下《创世纪》十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.
第十节。
Verse 10.
到十二节。
Verse 10, starting from verse 10 to 12.
创世纪十二章十节到十二节。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 10 to 12.
那地遭遇饥荒，因为饥荒甚大，亚伯兰就下了埃及，要在那里暂住。十一节。
Verse 11.
将近埃及，就对他妻子撒来说：“我知道你是容貌俊美的妇人。”十二节。
Verse 12.
埃及人看见你，必说她是我的妹子，他们就要杀我。她是啊，这是他的妻子，他们便要杀我，却叫你存活。你看亚伯兰哦，对那个当地人会害怕。
And we see here that Abraham was afraid of the people in the strange land.
我记得我诸位同龄们，你们住在加州哈，好像没有到国外来的感觉啦。
And the people here, who has lived in California, it does not feel like
没有住在国外的感觉了，会不会？我不知道大诸位怎么想的。
We do not have the it seems like we do not have the experience of living out of country.
这里还有大华九九啊。
Because even in America, we still have 99 Ranch Market.
你如果到我那个留学的地方 Louisiana, 那里哦，最好的中国店哦，就是一个越南开的一个很小的杂货铺啊，很小很小的杂货铺，里面还没有什么中国菜啊。
And if you go to Louisiana, you'll find that the only Chinese food there is opened by is a small shack opened by a Vietnamese person, and there's not much Chinese food.
我刚开始来了，真的是被这里当地的人，那个叫 Cajun, 被他们吓一跳。
And when I first came here, I was very afraid of I was very surprised of the people there.
因为刚好遇到 Halloween 啊。
Because at the time it was Halloween.
那我们又不晓得什么叫 Halloween, 是圆的还是扁的。
And I did not know what a Halloween was.
怎么你走到不晓得你们有没有这个当那个地方哦，就是哦。Halloween 就是蛋可以拿来乱丢的，就对了。
But when I was there on Halloween, people were throwing eggs.
如果车子过去哦，你就可以丢，就对了。
And when cars are passing by, you can throw eggs at the car.
奇怪的，什么这个到处乱飞，好像其实人家也不是针对我们呐。
And it was very strange that eggs were flying everywhere, but even though they were not throwing the eggs at us.
但是你就中弹呐。
But still, we were hit.
你就想，哎呀，这里人真坏呀、啊，这里真坏呀、啊。
And it gave me the impression that everyone here was just bad.
你自然而然对种族就有一种畏惧的心呐、啊，是这样子的。
And from then we would have a
little bit fearful concerning race, 对不对
？And because of that, we're a little fearful of other races.
尤其刚开始语言也不太通啊。
And especially in the beginning.We could not communicate completely.
不晓得你有没有刚来遇到那个讨饭的，跟你要两块，要一个 quarter 那个经验呢
？And I do not know if we have the experience of a beggar asking us for a quarter.
遇到你说，叽里呱啦不知道他在讲什么。
And when I first came here, I did not understand a word he was saying.
就听到一个 quarter 这样子。
And all he said was all I could hear was quarter.
一直瞪他一直瞪你这样子。
And I stared at him, and he stared back.
这个哦。一般的话可能听不到，现在骂人的话都是听得很懂的。后来就会到，因为要不到 quarter 开始骂人了。
And of course, we're all very familiar with curses, and I can understand his curses.
后来骂到说，你们这些清客，滚回到你们自己的国家里面去吧。
And he said that go back to your own country.
清客对不对？是不是？感谢主，我最近比较少听到种族的问题啊，种族啊冲突的问题。
And thank God that I hear less problems of relationships between different races.
嗯，我记得三四五六年前吧，不晓得大家有没有记得有一个 case 叫做John William 的 case 哦。
And a few years ago, I do not know if people remember a case of John Williams.
那个 John William 他是一个白人。
And John William was a Caucasian.
他哦，对那个有色人种很讨厌。
And he was very he hated colored people.
他有一次有一个黑人在 hitchhike。
And there was a African American who was hitchhiking.
哦，他就故意的让他搭车。
And he purposely allowed the African American onto the car.
最后呢，把他绑起来呢，拖在他的卡车后面。
But later on, he bound the African American and tied him to the car and carried him along the road.
后来法医证明啊，法院的医生证明啊，啊这个人怎么死的？这个人哦，在被拖的时候，他一直换身体的位置，所以到处都是擦伤。
And the forensics looked at the corpse and they found that.He was dragged along the road, so he would change his position, and he would see the scars that were left.
后来是在卡车转弯的时候呢，他的头撞到一个路桩啊，头就这样断掉了。
And it was when the truck was turning, his head struck something hard, and it broke his neck.
感谢主，我们现在华人大概比较没有这种种族的问题。
And luckily.As Asians, we do not have the too much of a problem of race.
但是哦，九一一之后，我们中东的美国人哦，美国的中东或中东美国人，实在是他们也蛮辛苦的哦。
But ever since 9/11, those who come from the Middle East, they live a more difficult life.
所以我觉得，其实移民的路哦，真的是不简单，很需要神的保守呢。
And truly, to immigrate to a new place is something very something.Difficult, and we need the protection of God.
我们觉得好像我们是基督徒，可能不会遇到这样的试探。求主耶稣保守我们，不要进入试探。
And as Christians, may God guide us or lead us so that we may not lead us into these dangers.
但其实啊，真的有时候遇到陷阱哦。
But still, we may have peril in our life.
哎，如果你有到这个。Pacifica 教会去啊，你可以跟刘松山弟兄聊一聊。
And if we go to Pacifica, we can talk to a brother Leo.
他就在谈到有一次呢，他要开车回家的时候。
And he has a story where he was driving home.
那停着的时候，突然有人在敲他的车窗啊。
And when he was stopped, someone knocked on his glass window.
跟他要钱呢。
Asking for money.
他没有钱，他不给钱呢。
And he did not want to give money.
那个人走了十步之后呢，开始转身，开始冲。枪拿出来就朝他的枪一直扫射。
And this person walked away, brought out his gun and started shooting and started pointing.
刘弟兄跟他太太一直躲起来，一直祷告啊。
And brother Leo and his wife, they are hiding and praying.
那感谢主了，后来都没有什么损失，就是车子坏掉了，
and,
人都没有受伤啊。
And thank God that only the car was damaged, but no one was hurt.
所以啊，漂泊在外，真的很多需要很多神的保护跟看顾啊。
So those who are wandering, they truly need the protection and guidance from God.
那到底这个漂泊带给我们到底是一个什么样的学习啊？
And What does a life of a wanderer teach us?
到底我们在这样子移民地带移民，我们从圣经上有没有办法得到一些启示跟教训
？And for those who immigrate, can we receive any teachings and revelation from the Bible?
我们觉得漂泊的目的哦，应该是寻找到漂泊的意义啊。你这样流浪哦，你应该找出它的意义是什么？
And
the meaning of wandering.
And we have to find the meaning of wandering.
小弟觉得这个亚伯拉罕这个漂泊这段时间有一个很有趣的事情。什么时候他做对的事情和神心意的事情哦，神就在他生命当中跟他显现，跟他安慰，跟他祝福。
And we see that in Abraham's life, in his life of wandering, every time he did something that was pleasing to God, God would appear to him.
啊，什么时候他做错事情哦，神就从他的面中当中退掉。他娶的夏甲，神没有跟他显现13年，不跟他讲话。
And the times where he did things that are wrong in the eyes of God, God did not appear to him when he slept with Hagar. God did not appear to Abraham for 13 years.
你看他的，其实他的信仰也是这样啊，都是上上下下。但是如果你把他取平均值哦，他还是往上的。
And we see that in his life, there are still a lot of ups and downs. But if you connect the beginning to the end as a straight line, pointing upwards.
这个就是让我们在漂泊当中学习到一点很重要，就是真的什么时候我们亲近神，我们爱耶稣基督哦，你就看到好像神就祝福我们，神在就跟我们在讲话一样啊。
And what we can learn from this is the times when we draw close to God, when the times when we love the Lord, are the times where we can
神就会跟我们显现祝福。
God will appear to us.
那什么时候我们呢、啊？我们做自走自己的路，做错事情，我就看到我们生活当中恩典真的会减少。
And the times where we walk the wrong path and we do the wrong things, the blessings in our life will decrease.
那我们又注意到亚伯拉罕这种漂泊的生命，到底什么时候是终点？什么时候再不再漂泊
？And we see that the life of Abraham.At what point did he stop wandering?
你会知道亚伯拉罕活到175岁。
And we know that Abraham lived till 175
years old. 但是、哦、他的生命、哦、到了把他儿子献上之后，就没有故事可以记载了。
But after he was to offer his son as sacrifice, there are no stories about Abraham.
代表他那个漂泊的过程，漂泊的心境已经在那里得到一个终结的一点了。
And we can learn that at that time when he offered his son was the conclusion of his wandering life.
就是当我们每个人的生命在这个漂泊的过程中认识到，原来神是生命的主权的时候。
Only when in our life of wandering do we realize that God is the source of life.
当他认知啊，这个他的儿子啊，他把他砍成十二块，他都可以复活的时候啊。
And when Abraham had the understanding that he can sacrifice his He could cut his child into 12 pieces and still God can resurrect him.
当我们知道神就是生命，生命的主权在神，就是生命就是神在主导，你会知道亚伯拉罕没有故事了，没有，已经，你那个心啊，那个心啊，已经不会再上上下下了，因为神呢，神就是我们的一切啊。
And Abraham understood that God is the source of life, and when we understand that God is the source of our lives, there's no story that is left to tell.
唯一大概世上的一件事情就是。为儿子娶媳妇了，再来就没事了。
The only other story is maybe finding a wife for the son. There are no other stories.
所以，也许我们哦，我们这个美国的路哦，会继续的漂泊下去，也不一定了。
And perhaps our road in the United States is still will continue wandering.
但是神跟我们讲说，他就是我们世世代代的居所。这句我们很好，我们来看一下。
Let's look in the Bible.
诗篇的九十一篇呢
？Let's look at Psalm 91.
诗篇的九十篇
，Psalm 90，
九十篇第一节
，Psalm 90 verse 1，
九十篇第一节
，Psalm 90 verse 1，
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。真的，当我们了解到神是我们生命全部的时候，神就是我们的居所，我们就心中不会再感到有什么漂泊了。
And here it says that Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. And when we realize that God is our dwelling place.No longer will we live a life of wandering.
没有错，你可能还会从海岸的这一边搬到海岸的那一边，一样会搬家。
But even still, we still may move from one coast to the other.
但是你的心中觉得没有什么好忧虑的。
But in our hearts, we'll find that there's not much that we should worry.
因为您知道您所信的是谁。
Because we know whom we have believed.
他会保守您所拥有的。
He will keep everything we have.
这个小弟在从东部啊搬到西部这段长远的旅行。过程当中呢，特别跑了三天到这个犹他州去。
And on the journey from the East Coast to the West Coast, I spent 3 days in the state of Utah.
就是车子开到这个亚利桑那州的时候呢，就故意往北走，因为在犹他州有七个国家公园。
And then,
七个很有名的公园。
And when I reached Arizona, I purposely drove northward because in Utah there are 7 national parks.
我如果没有记错，就是Grand Canyon 啊 ，Bryce Canyon 啊，什么？
Zion.
对，叫什么 ？Zion 啊 ，National Park 啦。哦，那里实在是值得一看的。
And in Utah we have a little bit of the Grand Canyon.Bryce Canyon, also the Zion National Park, and it's truly worthwhile to go there and take a look.
一个印象很深刻就是呢，因为我们是车子开始跑嘛，所以呢，我们就过搭帐篷的生活。
And because we drove every day, it seemed like we lived in a tent, or we were living a tent.
那我们到那个 Bryce Canyon 的时候呢，到 Grand Canyon 有一个叫 Desert Point， 我们就在那边露营啊。
And there was a place in the Grand Canyon called Desert Point where we set up our tent.
晚上真的没有星星，晚上真的没有灯火。
And there are truly no lights during the night.
星星变得很亮。
The stars are extremely bright.
我就想起亚伯拉罕。
And I thought of Abraham.
神带着亚伯拉罕呢，到外面去看星星。
God took Abraham outside to look at the stars.
你的将来你的子孙呢，要跟天上的星星一样。
And he said your descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky.
圣经上跟我们讲哦，其实亚伯拉罕在地上哦。没有得到他所应许的。
And Bible tells us that Abraham did not receive the promise of God while on earth.
不晓得您在美国追求的是什么。
I do not know what everyone here pursues after on earth.
不晓得你有没有得到您所想要的。
I do not know if everyone has already received what they want.
但是我们从亚伯兰一生想下去，真的，他得到的是什么？他在迦南地只得到一块埋死人的地而已。
And if we look at Abraham, what he received at the end of his life, and all he received is his tomb.
但是呢，他看星星啊，圣经上就形容说，他从眼柱看见，欢喜迎接有一个更美好的天家了。
And the Bible says that when he was looking at the stars, he saw past the stars and he saw that there was a greater home in heaven.
所以有时候我们看我们手上的拥有好像越来越多，像亚伯兰的牛群羊群越来越多一样，每次搬家，每次东西又越来越多。
And even though we can see that our possessions will increase like how Abraham's cattle and livestock increased.
但是其实世界上这个都会过去了。
But everything that we have on the earth will pass away.
所以让我们每个人都能够从眼处望见，欢喜迎接将来那个天家。
And I hope that everyone here can look past all our possessions on earth and see the heavenly home that is awaiting us.
那天晚上我们在外面啊，这个烤肉。
And that night we're outside having a barbecue.
我好像就听到我女儿这样子跟我讲啊。
And I remember my daughter saying,
说爸爸，你看天上那么亮啊，神把天上的灯点亮了，告诉我们他在家。
And I remember my daughter saying, look at the sky, it's so bright. And God has lit up the sky so that to tell him that he's at home.
真的，天上的星星告诉我们神在家。
And truly the stars in the sky tell us that God is at home.
那是我们漂泊的终结。
And that's the conclusion of our lives of wandering.
其实那个终结，那个漂泊心境的那个终结可以在地上实现。
But that life, that conclusion can be reached while we are here on earth.
那就是神是我们感到他是我们世代的居所的时候。
And that is when we realize that it is the Lord that is our dwelling place.
这样子真的，无论我住哪里都没有关系了。
And then we will know that no matter where we live, it does not matter.
离窝游灰的雀鸟。
And a bird that leaves its nest.
不晓得他会遇到什么。
Does not know what it will come across.
但是感谢主，他总是有个巢。
But thank God that the bird still has a nest.
那是永生的神所预备、所提供最好的地方。
And as a place that the our Father in heaven has prepared as the blessed place.
以上的感想彼此做勉励。
And I'd like to use some of my insights as our encouragement.
同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence to conclude.